Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist with LIFS. For this week's topic, I'd like to focus on a few things around nutrient deficiencies that may be starting to appear in fields. It's important to understand how these nutrient deficiencies may be impacting our crops and how our crops are becoming nutrient deficiency. There's usually a couple key factors that go into play when we do see nutrient deficiencies. One may be that our soil is simply not able to supply enough nutrition or enough nutrients to our growing crops. And there may be other reasons around root development or restricted root zones that roots are not able to effectively explore all the soil, all the nutrients that may be available to them. And it's also key to understand where these nutrient deficiencies are occurring on the plant, because that can also help us identify particular nutrient deficiencies, say nitrogen versus sulfur, or even some of the other micronutrient deficiencies that may be occurring at this time. If we are considering wanting to dig deeper and further understand what our nutrient deficiencies are, tissue tests are a great way to identify what is actually going on in the plant today. But it also is important to pair up that good tissue test also with a soil test. Soil test is going to tell us what the supplying power, if there's simply the particular deficiency and it's deficient in soil, well then most obviously then it's a soil thing that we need to fix, and we need to consider fixing going further for further management. But if it is only showing up in the tissue, that tells us that there may be a problem with the root system. It's just the roots are not simply able to access for one reason or another, and some of those reasons may be associated with planting conditions and restricted root growth. It is also important to understand where to take tissue tests on the plant. So if plants are small, we need to take an entire plant sample. But as plants get a little bit bigger, we can just take the uppermost developed leaf. For corn, that is the fully developed leaf collar, the leaf at the leaf collar. If you don't want to take the leaves that are in the whorl, but really at the collar. And then soybeans, as soybeans get bigger, we'll take the uppermost developed trifoliate. And simply developed trifoliates, we'll think of it as that the trifoliates are not rolled up, they're not touching, they're fully expanded. And then also we want to make sure that we're also getting enough plant sample to evaluate. And really, if you can take all the leaves and all the samples you collect in the area of concern, make sure that they roughly form the size of a softball. That will ensure you're getting enough plant matter to the lab for testing. I also encourage that if there's areas of the field that are good versus bad, is we sample the good areas and the bad areas so we can have a baseline established in the field, because sometimes tissue testing is very relative to the field that we are pulling tissue tests to. So it's always good to have that kind of base understanding. But if growers or listeners have got any questions here today, they can reach out to their local LIFS cross specialist, or growers or listeners can always reach out to me personally at 217-318-9100. This has been another Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from LIFS.